work that much because I still like just hated him. And we would see each other every single week and we wouldn't look each other in the eye. And I, that's fine. And I remember my sponsor saying, wow, freedom for me is being able to walk into any room and look every person in the eye. And that still today is a measure of my spiritual progress and my spiritual condition. If I'm avoiding looking someone in the eye, I have some work to do. And so, you know, I did this fourth column of where am I to blame, and dang it, you guys, he was a perfect mirror for me. Every single thing I hated about this gentleman was just a reflection. It is the worst spiritual axiom. I hate it. I can't wait to talk to God about it one day, that every time I'm disturbed, there's a problem with me. It's messed up. Can't I get one, you know? Can't I be right about something? And so what happened is when I really saw that truth, it changed my prayer. And my sponsor said that prayer is a conduit of miracles, and that I should pray for everything I would want for myself for this man. And so for 5 days in a row, morning and night, I got on my knees and I prayed for his health, his job, his security, his daughters, his family, morning and night. And on the fifth day was home group night, and I walk into my meeting where I hadn't spoken or looked this man in the eye in a year and a half, and he walks straight up to me and says, Katie, can I speak to you outside? And there in the parking lot of this Friday night meeting, this gentleman looks at me and says, last night I had a dream about you. And in my dream, I was making amends to you. And he made amends to me. And then I got to make amends to him. And God stood in between us. And I'm free. And if that gentleman walked in this room right now, I would be able to embrace him and ask him about his kids and wish him well. Again, I'm free. I'm so grateful that I get to continue to have a new experience in Alcoholics Anonymous, and I get to be wrong. It continues to be a spiritual experience for me. And then I wish the rest of the amends during that time period of my life went as beautifully. They did not. I had to make amends to my stepmom, who let me have it, because I have a sponsor who makes me say things, asks me to say things, I get to say things, like, what did I miss? What was it like to have me as a stepdaughter? But I also got to walk away free. Because, you know, I don't even know how I impact people. I have, like, no concept of how I truly affect people, and I do. I think it's not a big deal when I ignore someone or do this or show up at my stepmom's house and demand that they feed me and then not clean up after myself. That doesn't impact anyone. It absolutely does. And I get to learn. I'm so selfish and self-centered, I don't realize how I walk through the world. And every time I've gotten to make amends to someone, which I do all the time, I get to learn about that. The measure of my spiritual progress today is not that I never fall off the beam, it's how quickly I get back on. I'm looking for areas to make amends. I'm diverting real quick. The 10th step is the most beautiful, magical practice of my life today. I recently had three amazing amends that I got to make to my husband. They came out of nowhere. One was from 14 years ago. I was talking to a girlfriend and something slipped out of my mouth about this one time I was just bashing his parents' religion in the car. I remember it like yesterday. I hadn't thought about this in 14 years, bashing him. And I went, wow, I should probably, that might have affected him. I went to my husband immediately the next day and I said, hey, I one time, you might not remember, 14 years ago, I was bashing your I remember. He knew exactly what I was talking about. I was like, I was really wrong. And he cried and said, and I said, what can I do to make that right for you? He said, just be nice to my mom. And listen, I've been praying to be nice to his mom for a long time. A long time, but I'm telling you, the next time I saw her, I acted different. I don't know why I have to be humiliated into humility, but I gotta be. So this continues to be a sweet practice of my life. I love it. If you don't practice a regular 10th step, which is for me 4 through 9 over and over and over, I encourage you to take a look. You might be missing some nuggets that'll help you grow. So I start cleaning up this wreckage, and you guys, I was at a place at 7 years sober that I was ready to never have a conversation with my dad again. Like, I was trying to, like, write the script to tell my dad, we're never going to talk to one another again. I'm seven